think one thing that he did so beautifully is for me to understand on so many levels the way in which play and games can engage participants, and this idea of there being no mistakes and encouraging that, and exploring this idea of a communal language of images, which I thought was incredible. Also, just his general life experience and the way his own journey has shaped his practice was just incredibly inspiring.
The workshop with Hector about using theatre for reconciliation was very interesting, because it was not what I expected to see. So when he started with lots of games, and he was not telling us how to apply those games in the conflict resolution situation that we're trying to work with. Okay, so it was quite interesting. Very interesting. I learned quite a lot of games, and it was very, participatory. It made all of us to participate. So he was not just sitting down and talking, we were participating and taking part in groups and doing what he is telling us to do, to actually practicalize them. So it was very good. I learned a lot. Thank you.
I'm quite familiar with this sort of practice, but Hector is always inspirational in the way he makes you see it afresh.
I suppose I'm coming from a very similar standpoint. I worked or had the opportunity to see Hector work with students in Madison, and so that was back before I had done any of this kind of work myself. And so it's really interesting to be able to come back and see it now that I've tried to emulate him myself.
So what I got out of this workshop was that I was so fascinated about the fact that we were so different, we were coming from so different contexts, and we have so different experiences. And at the end of the day, we had a common language that we could speak. And we could communicate what we actually wanted to say in a universal or almost universal language, but it was also very interesting to me to observe how the cultural context that we come from, each of us, influences how we interpret the interpretation of what we actually see. So this is what was one of the big revelations for me, actually, this today.